I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:14. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Hydrologists say we're in such a bad drought, it would take snowstorms in the mountains through May to catch up. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Utah National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. have just been called home by Governor Cox. The governor says he needs those 360 guardsmen here to help distribute the COVID vaccines. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Road snow has been accumulating in the higher elevations, particularly on Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon roads. But the plows are out. They are doing their jobs. It's in the process of being cleared. We're still going to see slowdowns northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County from Draper up to Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Storm is moving in. It'll mean rain and a high of 46 for the afternoon, then snow showers tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
But right now, we're at 50 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will send an article of impeachment to the Senate Monday. It charges former President Trump with incitement of insurrection in connection with the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A New York State man is among the latest arrested.
I was as angry as anyone at the pictures of
A federal judge called it shocking to see video that allegedly shows Jeffrey Sable dragging a police officer down the stairs of the Capitol during the riot. From there, federal prosecutors said another man started beating the officer with an American flag. Sable surrendered to the FBI at Westchester Medical Center, where he had been hospitalized following a suicide attempt. Before that, Sable tried to flee the country to Switzerland. This is a man, prosecutors said, who just can't face the fact that he's facing a felony charge because of his actions January 6th. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The National Guard is asking states to send an additional 7,000 troops to D.C. through mid-March to provide security to federal agencies. Images of Guard members sleeping in parking garages near the Capitol didn't sit well with some governors.
I was as angry as anyone at the pictures of guardswomen and guardsmen from across the country being relegated to sleeping on the floor of a parking garage. This is no way for our heroes to be treated.
New Jersey's Phil Murphy. First Lady Jill Biden surprising guard troops at the Capitol today, thanking them for their service and giving them cookies. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. President Joe Biden is giving an update on how he plans to get the economy back on track. Here he is at the White House this afternoon.
A lot of America is hurting. The virus is surging. We're 400,000 dead, expected to reach well over 600,000. Families are going hungry. People are at risk of being evicted. Job losses are mounting again. We need to act. No matter how you look at it, we need to act. If we act now, our economy will be stronger in both the short and long run. That's what economists left, right, and center are telling us. Both liberal and conservative will be better and stronger across the board. If we act now, we'll be better able to compete with the world. If we act now, we'll be better able to meet our moral obligations to one another as Americans. I don't believe the people of this country just want to stand by and watch their friends, their neighbors, coworkers, fellow Americans go hungry, lose their homes, or lose their sense of dignity and hope and respect. I don't believe that, especially in the middle of a pandemic that's so weakened and wreaked so much havoc and caused so much pain on America. That's not who we are. The bottom line is this. We're in a national emergency. We need to act like we're in a national emergency.
That's Joe Biden. The president signed an executive order to speed up pandemic relief checks. For most American families, there are eviction protections and increased food aid for kids who normally rely on school meals. You've been listening to The In-Depth on KSL News Radio. We do it at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 419. Now, Triple Team Traffic and ahead of the weather forecast with Kevin Eubank. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we do have a wet drive along I-80 in Parley's Canyon. The snowfall really isn't coming down until you're going from the summit, really, all the way to Kimball Junction, Silver Summit, and even then it's not sticking. The plows are out in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons where we have restrictions still in place. In the valley, southbound traffic I-15, it is a little bogged down as you're approaching and passing the south interchange, but the busier traffic and slower speeds, that's on the northbound side of I-15 from Begator Highway up to the south interchange and then again at 33rd South. Michelle?
Well, we have a couple of crashes over on the west side, the West Valley at 2500 South, 6700 West. Another crash, 3200 West, 7800 South. This is in West Jordan. For drivers in Utah County, we're seeing some wet road conditions. This is especially as you're going over the point of the mountain, but we don't have any crashes reported in Utah County I-15. Steve?
Yeah, still a good drive. Northbound I-15 leaving from downtown Salt Lake City up to North Ogden. Southbound 15 just a bit sluggish from Riverdale to Roy. And all drive, you're heading up Highway 91, 89 through Sardine Canyon between Brigham City and Logan. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the 7-day forecast brought to you by BW Southtown. Nice white jacket, Kevin Eubank.
Hey, here to please. We've got a storm to finally talk about, and that storm is already upon us. As we just heard, Ricky, it is snowing up over Summit County and up over the top of Parley's and into Kimball Junction. We have some scattered rain hitting parts of the Wasatch Front and southern Utah. Brian Head has had snow throughout the afternoon. So the plan tonight is our storm system is going to rotate in from the west. It's going to continue to spread valley rain, mountain snow through the night, and then we're going to start to see things start to mix during the day tomorrow. Jeff, it's going to be a bit piecey, but I think 1 to 3 inches in the Salt Lake Valleys, not a huge storm for the valleys, but the mountains are going to get 6 to 12. Some spots may get 14 to 16 inches, especially up in the canyons. Places like Logan look to do well, 3 to 6 inches there. Central Valleys, 3 to 6. Southern Mountains, 6 to 12. It's a decent storm for the mountains for sure, and it's finally some moisture for us here in the valley.
Okay, for the valley, is it ever going to get cold enough that it accumulates and stays with us on the roads?
No. This particular storm isn't that way because it's so warm ahead of it that when it does fall, it will be very slushy. Now, the good news is over the next 7 days, Jeff, we've got another storm coming into southern Utah Monday into Tuesday. It gets to northern Utah on Tuesday, and then another one after that on Thursday. So we've really kind of flipped the corner and going into a very stormy pattern. Each one of those storms gets progressively colder. So a better chance midweek to have some of that snow stick.
And what's with these temperatures? Is the warm before the storm really a thing?
It is. 50 degrees today in Salt Lake City, only 6 away from the record of 56 from 1970. Very warm today. And the reason for that, our storm came in from the Pacific and dove south. That the way the storm rotates, we're grabbing mild air out of the California area, California desert, and pumping it in ahead of the storm. So that's where the warm before the storm comes from.
So maybe we'll get to throw a few snowballs tomorrow. Thanks so much, Kevin Eubank. We'll be checking back. KSL News Time 422. It's 46 degrees in Salt Lake City.
The monster is coming, and it wants you and your family.
And that's great news, really, because it's time for the Bear Lake Monster Winterfest, January 22nd through the 24th. Winterfest is all about an incredible celebration of winter and all the fun it brings. So start Friday with Monster Winter Sports and Trails Day, a free event featuring fat tire bikes, snowshoes, snowmobiles, and tubes for the kids. Also a taste of Bear Lake, with local restaurants dishing up their tasty specialties. Then throughout the rest of the weekend, it's the Monster 5K Walk and Run, a Monster Cisco Disco Tournament, Chili Cook-Off, even a cardboard boat regatta. And all safety precautions will be followed, including the use of masks, hand sanitizing, and social distancing. Come on, Bear Lake awaits. Visit bearlake.org and get details on events and times. bearlake.org. The Bear Lake Monster Winterfest, presented by the Bear Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feel like your emotions are all over the place? A healthy routine that includes enough sleep, exercise, and proper nutrition can help you feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Amanda and I want to remind you about a great opportunity to get a consolidation loan at UCCU, which will combine all of your higher interest loans into one loan with one low monthly payment.
A consolidation loan is exactly what it sounds like. It combines all of your loan debt gets your credit card balances into a single loan with a lower interest rate, a lower monthly payment, or both.
And of course, as we go into the new year, many of us have those resolutions to try and save money on a monthly basis. UCCU offers several solutions for consolidating loans and credit card balances, including low-rate Visa cards, home equity loans, personal loans, and always with the lowest loan rate.
A consolidation loan is just one of the easiest and smartest things that most people can do to save money every single month and make life easier and less stressful.
And of course, closing loans with UCCU is super easy. Everything is done with email and electronic signatures, and best of all, UCCU will facilitate the payoff of any other loans you're consolidating.
It's super easy to apply online at uccu.com. UCCU, love where you bank.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Home prices jumped 9% last year. The National Association of Realtors says that's the biggest increase in 14 years. KSL Drives Volkswagen says it made a healthy $12 billion profit last year. Analysts say the company bounced back well after a dismal first half of 2020. The Mega Millions jackpot is still up for grabs, $970 million somewhere in Maryland. Somebody scored $730 million after winning the Powerball yesterday. Wall Street, no winners. The Dow fell 179 points. We closed at 30,996, and the S&P lost 11, but the NASDAQ gained a dozen points. KSL News Time, 425. A 500-year-old copy of a Leonardo da Vinci painting was stolen, and since the museum was closed, no one knew until it was found in an apartment in Naples. ABC's Megan Williams tells us more.
The painting was a prized copy of Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci's Salvator Mundi painting and had been taken from the museum collection at a major church in the southern Italian city. It depicts Christ with his hand raised in a blessing and holding a crystal orb. Because the museum has been closed for months due to COVID restrictions, we were able to retrieve it before they were even aware the painting had been stolen, said the Naples police chief. In 2017, the original da Vinci became the most expensive painting ever sold at almost $500 million. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.